Social Skills Coaching by Patrick King, a Newton Media Group production. People, emotion, and heart. Psychologist Larry Barker proposed four different communication styles based on people's preferences, personalities, and the purpose of their conversation with you. When we consider the conversation that started out the chapter, we can plainly see that we must understand and tailor our communication style to that of other people in order to listen more effectively. Barker's first approach is the people-oriented style, which, as it sounds, is a listening style that pays attention to people as a whole and their feelings. These are cooperative, collective-minded people who try to understand others, have empathy, and develop cohesion and harmony in a group. While going too far in this can be a problem, i.e., being a bit irrational, getting carried away with emotion, violating boundaries, or getting overwhelmed, for the most part, this is a great style to adopt if your goal is to connect interpersonally and improve relationships of all kinds. In our example, X was communicating an emotional story. It involved their feelings about an event, and they were seeking empathy, understanding, and a witness for these emotions. However, Y was not people-oriented, but what's called content-oriented in their listening style. When these people listen, they are honing in on facts, data, and what is said, rather than how it is said or who is saying it. They may seek to confirm the credibility of the speaker rather than offer support and compassion. After all, in their mind, the purpose of the conversation may be to find facts or solve problems. Such a listening style is more hands-off, neutral, and impersonal, but probes for details, looking for patterns or cause and effect, trying to unpack the logical argument in the story rather than the human content. Understandably, an approach like this can be disastrous if used excessively in more intimate contexts and is more suited for business or formal relationships. As you might have guessed, Y, in our example, was listening to X's story, but hearing only the literal facts. Instead of understanding what was needed or the spirit in which the conversation was instigated, Y instead tried to ascertain whether what X said was true, but you didn't say, or suggest solutions to a problem that X wasn't really presenting as the conflict. You should ask for a pay raise. Though there's no bad intent, the conversation ends poorly, primarily because Y fails to see that their listening style isn't appropriate to the situation and responds on the wrong level. The reverse could also be true. If X and Z from work were to discuss the issue, they would both fare better by adopting a more content-focused approach. There are two other styles in Barker's theory, however, and some natural overlap between each. Action-oriented listeners are curious about what needs to be done or has been done already, who does it, and what actions are underway. For them, things need to be clear, obvious, and translatable to the real world. When mismatched in style, these listeners can appear impatient, controlling, or dismissive of others, responding to thoughts or emotions with a sort of "so what" attitude. Leaders and those in action-focused careers may find themselves stuck in this approach to the detriment of their personal relationships. Finally, possibly time-oriented listeners put most of their attention on time and how it plays out in stories, requests, or conversations. They are typically focused on schedules and keeping conversations trimmed into neat time blocks they can manage predictably. In listening to others, they will constantly be seeking to wrap up, summarize, get to the point, or refer back to time in some way. For those in other groups, this can feel like a strange focus, resulting in both parties feeling annoyed and sidetracked. The key thing here is that none of these tendencies are fixed. We can all move from one style to another, but it may take some effort and practice, especially for those who are quite attached to their styles. No style is better or worse than the other. Rather, an effective communicator is someone who is aware of each approach as tools in an inventory that they can switch out as needed. The important thing is to maintain awareness of your own context and the needs of both yourself and others, to pick an approach that has the best chance of success for everyone involved. These different listening styles can be framed in a slightly different way according to the theories of educational psychologist Benjamin Bloom, although versions of this theory are perhaps thousands of years old. People can be understood as having a general preference for feeling, the heart, emotional, thinking, the head, cognitive, or doing, the hands, behavioral. Those with a preference for approaching life with their heads, thinking, are like the content-oriented people above, and will likely frame problems as a matter of lack of knowledge or insufficient understanding. When you talk to such a person, it's helpful to acknowledge that they learn new things and engage with their world via rational, structured, cognitive means. This could result in the preference for more goal-oriented informational listening, active listening for facts, details, arguments, or data in much the same way as a student might listen intently to a lecture. While this is great for corporate environments or in universities, it's less ideal in romantic relationships, as our previous example with X and Y shows. Similarly, this orientation may favor a more critical kind of listening, wherein information is analyzed and appraised for its veracity, coherence, and value. Importantly, this is still rather content-focused, especially if such a listener has neglected to consider the emotions and desires of the speaker as relevant data. Such people may look down on action-oriented speakers and find them unintelligent, or secretly prefer clean and abstract theory to the messy real world. They may similarly fear emotions and have a strong need to control others' feelings when they encounter them. An example is a doctor who listens intently to a patient's story, but only filters out the medical facts in order to make a diagnosis while ignoring emotional content. A lawyer may listen to a client or a colleague speaking about a case and actively try to hear out missing information, flaws in an argument, opportunities, and weaknesses. The goal is to listen for some very specific purpose, to gather as much good quality data as possible in order to do the job properly. Hands people act first and think later, or more accurately, they seem to think by doing. To them, direct real-world experience is the gold standard, and they engage with the world via their psychomotor skills and working through the hands. Sensible and practical, they have a reciprocal disdain for overly cognitive thinker types, believing these people waste time and lack real-world understanding of the problems. Similarly, they may get irritated with soft, heart-centered, or emotion and relationship-focused people, feeling that they lack will or a backbone. An example is a manager at work who's listening to an employee's account of a problem in the office. Even though the employee may be relaying plenty of neutral information, along with some emotional details, everyone in sales is sweating bullets now. The manager might only listen for what he feels is crucial information. What has the employee actually done so far, and did it work? He might not care much for theories, rumination, worry, or analysis. For him, not much matters unless it's been put into action. Heart people prioritize emotional, relational, and holistic content first, and engage with the world through their own felt direct experience, as well as striving for harmony and connectedness. What matters to heart people are motivations, values, appreciation, feelings, and relationships. They may practice appreciative or empathetic listening, wherein the goal is merely to show support or sympathy and encourage the speaker. Often, this is the true reaction we want in others, and it's the type of interaction that fosters deeper relationships and open dialogue. It's a large part of the type of listening we want to train in this book, though the others are, of course, not without their purposes and benefits. An example of a heart approach is someone who is able to hear a friend talk and simply listen attentively, perhaps occasionally asking a question or offering a supportive sound or phrase. The stereotypical, "How does that make you feel?" is broadly considered poor practice, but all good psychologists, counselors, carers, and so on are, in effect, adopting this position in their conversation. They want to know what the other person is feeling, and the details are somewhat secondary. People listening from a heart perspective are able to access a valuable interpersonal skill. Though not all heart-oriented people will necessarily be empathetic or excellent listeners, it's fair to say that one cannot connect on a deeply personal and human level without being in the heart. Empathetic listening is listening without judgment, interruption, or a need to fix the other person, and with the intent to simply hear and understand another person's experience as it is. Ideally, the therapist we encountered in the beginning of this book would use empathetic listening rather than assuming that he already knew exactly what his client was saying. Heart-focused people may find the emphasis on the intellect to be cold and even inhuman, and feel wary of those who neglect their own or other people's emotions. Of course, all of this categorizing people into different groups is arguably a head activity and not meant to offer definitive rules about humans so much as suggest patterns that could help us all deal with one another more effectively. For our purposes, those who are comfortable with and proficient in the heart skills are invariably good communicators. While we have the goal of being aware of, accommodating, or switching to different modes as needed, we might need to begin with the affective and emotional perspective.
This episode is from Patrick King's Listen with Intention. Check the show notes for the link to the Audible audiobook. Also in the show notes, you'll find the link to bit.ly/PK Consulting, where you can request your free mini book on conversation tactics. Please help us keep this show sponsor-free. Take a moment and leave a review, a rating, or subscribe to the podcast in your podcast provider. And take a moment also to share this episode or the podcast with a friend.